الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. With the renovations done in the rooms and a few changes that have been thought about, not now, but many times before also. Basically, the original idea was to make the madrasa comfortable for the students. But unfortunately, from the beginning we saw that the facilities are not used but are abused. Because of that, we have to make many changes. And over the 30 years or so, unfortunately, we had to make more rules for the students. We would like a madrasa without rules, where the students are responsible. And most of you are grown-ups and you are of a responsible age. But unfortunately, we don't find that responsibility in your nature. It may be a few, but they put the impression on all of the students. And a lot of harm was caused to the madrasa over the years also. So for that reason, it was decided that we won't have any plug points in the boarding, and there won't be any cooking allowed also in the boarding. So some student came to me and explained. I told him to give it to me in writing. About 18 students have written their views and why they feel that there should be the facilities in the boarding rooms, the cooking, etc. Then all of that was gone through word by word. And the things that we have decided now between the two, there are a few points just to make it known. One of the points the students brought up was things will get stolen from the fridges if they are kept in a common place. That is up to the students. Fridges can be locked and latches can be attached for those fridges that don't have locks. So that is up to you to lock it. Another point they said that there will be a lot of time wasted walking to that common place, common kitchen, and going to make a cup of tea or something. But for everything else, we have to also, you have to go to the mess also, you have to walk to the classrooms also, and this is an additional. The food is provided by the madrasa, just for your additional some comfort. So for that, there is no problem. You can take that few steps, which is very good for you to walk. And a very important aspect that students should have is that of itaat, to be obedient and listen to what has been said. And you can be rest assured, nobody does anything for you to do things against you, to harm you, or to be against you. It is all done for your benefit. And we have to look at things from a broader perspective. You look at it at your benefit, what our comforts are, what our benefits are. But we have to look at it at a much more broader way. Then also the carpeting, it's not the first time the floors of the madrasa have been changed, the carpets, etc. We put new carpets, and how many cases within a week, 2 weeks, the carpet is burned. Students who cook there, etc., put their hot pots, cook on the carpets, etc., and they cause this. And for us, we have an added responsibility that the money that we collect for the madrasa is an amanat. And the people who are donating, they are donating as it's an amanat in our hands. And we can't allow it just to be abused like this. Though we are doing it for the students, everything, but how irresponsible students are, it's really unbelievable. If you have to ask Maulana Abdullah Mia, for example, who used to previously see to the cleaning of the rooms, when the students leave for Ramzan, and the rooms, and he takes me specially, he says, just come and have a look at how the rooms are kept, how the floors are, how the things are. So that cannot be tolerated. And at this time again, more expenses have been made. And then those who were to, in fact, hire one person to oversee all the renovations, and we had to pay him his monthly salary. And besides that, many ustaz of the madrasa, brothers of Azad, will spend up to 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night overseeing the work to get it done in time for the Mu'tamar. All this they have to work day in and day out. And they have to prepare the rooms. Now the rooms are ready for you with the new flooring, etc. And if we allow this, within a short while from what our experience, it will be all again just messed up. We know it's not everyone, but unfortunately, those who are responsible, they don't come in report also, so that we can hold that one student responsible who does the wrong. You cover up and you hide for your fellow students. And we don't know, so we just have to suffer the loss all the time and the blame. Then, out of about 450 students, about 18 students wrote. So even like that, this is it's a very minimal students who have got objections at me. So we don't even really have to take that into consideration. But we did look at it, we looked at everything, the pros and cons from all sides. And then also one conclusion that came, the main problem is charging of cell phones. That is the big problem. It is not about going to the common kitchen, it is not about having a fridge or a microwave, it is your worry of charging your cell phones. And the cell phone, this week, one student had to be expelled because of the unbelievable filth and dirt, the porn that he had on his phone. So with regard, how can we allow this? And students just don't seem to understand. And good students get caught with porn on their cell phones. And this is a thing that cannot be allowed whatsoever. And a student cannot learn in luxury and comfort. Ease is quite in order, but this luxury and comfort that we want, in that condition, a student doesn't usually learn. This doesn't straight away make sense to us. But it is the system of Allah, and history has proven it. Those students who are not so bright, who didn't even work so hard, but they were simple and they lived in this difficult conditions, etc. Allah made them shine out in the world. So many great, great ulama, they were not really outstanding in their studies, etc. They did not really put that amount of effort, but they were pabund on deen. They had the simplicity, and Allah made them shine out, and the giver of knowledge is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gives knowledge on these qualities here. So therefore, this is not a good thing that we live in luxury and comfort. Another very important thing is, also very sadly, there are so many students that we had found out, they are, especially the outside students, the parents give them their fees for the madrasa. But they don't pay the fees. They just use it up for their own for their own selves, and they don't pay the fees of the madrasa. And for such students who don't pay the fees, and we still want extra benefits. Our basic fees we are not paying, and we want extra benefits. Those students who can't afford it, it is an honor for us to make arrangement for the payment of the fees, which we do. We have got no objection whatsoever. But those students who come with the fees, who can afford it, but they don't pay the fees. And then they are demanding extras all the time. And they want all this comfort. So unfortunately, for your sake, fortunately, for your sake also, it has been decided that the plug points will not be allowed in the rooms. And we will have a place where you can have you can prepare your extra things, where you can keep your fridges, and etc. And you can cook there, and so inshallah abide by this, and hopefully it will be only good. Also, at the beginning there were showers right through in the madrasa. So we had thought from the beginning that especially the final year students should get used to bathing using a bucket. But then the showers were there, but unfortunately the water was abused to such an extent that in those days I should take a round in the body between Maghrib and Isha, and how many times the shower is fully open, hot water is running, full swing, the tap is fully open, and nobody in the room, not in the room, not in the shower, water is just flowing like that. So this is the wastage that the students do, and which we have to put up with all the time. So then eventually we had to take out the showers, and we made it a bucket system. So many of you don't know the shower system, but now you are used to it. Similarly, inshallah, you will get very soon used to no plugs in the room. And it's not only our madrasa, many other madrasas, girls' madrasas, boys' madrasas, there are no plug points in the rooms. So it isn't any big problem. And there is always another thing. Allah has saved us till now, and may Allah always save us, but the fire hazard. Because students from one plug point, how many things they attach to. The heater, the fan, the microwave, everything they attach to it. And wires running around, all around in the room. This is an extremely dangerous situation. And it can cause a fire, and may Allah protect us if there should be a fire, how lot of harm. Lives can be lost. People can be burnt and suffer the consequences for the rest of their lives also. May Allah protect us in every way, all the time. So keeping everything in mind, unfortunately and fortunately, it has been decided that there won't be the plug points in the room, inshallah.